today on Annenberg Radio News.
These folks are saying, hey, we're going to take ownership over our community and change it into something that's going to work better for us.
Where does democracy begin? In small, unexpected places. A new exhibit explores that question, and I'll talk with the organizer. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Tuesday, September 25th, 2012. I'm Willie Nolan. The Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza Walmart celebrated a five-month renovation this morning. Reporter Molly Gray was there to find out what exactly the changes mean to the community.
The Walmart has been here almost a decade, but today, hundreds of employees rushed through its doors after store manager Sinitria Peterson cut through a large red ribbon. Wearing Walmart blue uniforms, the associates heard from company executives and community leaders.
When the Walmart organization selected Baldwin Hills and the Crenshaw area as a location for its store,
Bishop Charles E. Blake of the West Angeles Church in Crenshaw remembers it was
a significant turning point for our community.
In fact, as part of the renovation, Walmart gave $50,000 to Friends of the Expo Center. Blake says the addition of a fresh produce section will also contribute to the health and longevity of the community. Shopper Teresa Worrell says that Walmart will help her get the food she needs to feed her daughter.
I mean, we had limited fruits in the store for years in Walmart, and now this is very, very, helpful financially and health-wise.
Changing the lives of the community members was what Walmart officials hoped for when they signed on for the renovation. But not everyone believes in Walmart's mission. Najee Ali of Project Hope has actively contended with Walmart for years.
Walmart is anti-union. It pays low wages. In fact, it doesn't even pay a living wage. And certainly their Walmart employees can't afford to even buy into their own medical, health, and dental insurance.
He says the store has been the death of many businesses along the Crenshaw corridor.
What we call mom-and-pop businesses, they are essentially put out of business because Walmart prices are lower than the smaller businesses in the community.
However, that thinking could be flawed, says Councilman Bernard Parks.
The grocery industry is not invested in our community. The mom-and-pop stores cannot carry the burden of the needs of our community. And I think what you find is that when you look at the crowd here today, they look like the community.
Local business owners I talked to in the surrounding area told me that business is poor to begin with because people eat out far more than they cook at home. Parks also noted that Walmart, which opened in 2003, was the first major business to invest in Crenshaw after the 1992 LA riots.
They stepped in and hired locally from the community. They also stepped in and began to be a part of the community by their investment in the community.
The renovation also included a new sewing and crafts department, home furnishings, and a redesigned floor plan for more convenient shopping. Because as Walmart says, Molly Gray, Annenberg Radio News.
It's Son of Carmageddon. Carmageddon returns. CHP and LA County officials are preparing Angelenos for the impending road closures next week on the 405 freeway. Melissa Runnels gives us the scoop.
With the 405 freeway set to close this weekend from the 10 all the way to the 101, the California Highway Patrol is on high alert. At a news conference held today, L.A. Transportation Authority K.N. Murthy said officers will be on the lookout for illegal behavior.
Well, we are counting on CHP not to have any YouTube moments out there, so they will be in full force enforcing it.
CHP plans to put 45 extra officers in the 10-mile construction area, which will open Friday night at 7 p.m. Construction is projected to wrap by 5 a.m. Monday. Workers will work nonstop for 58 hours to repair two columns off Mulholland Drive. This construction is a big piece of the overall plan to renovate the 405.
I think this is one of the elements that is necessary to accomplish what we started to do, which is adding the carpool lane from I-10 to 101.
CHP Assistant Chief Calvin Aubrey says a goal this weekend is safety.
We have to be serious in protecting the workers. I mean, Caltrans has had several employees injured and killed in the past few months by drivers on the freeway. So that's our main goal, to just keep everybody safe and make sure everybody goes home.
If things go as planned, maybe we'll never have to see the sequel, Carmageddon 3. Melissa Runnels, Annenberg Radio News.
Thanks to Evan Budrovich for his help on that story. LAPD Police Chief Charlie Beck announced today that he will open an investigation into the police department's role in sending John Edward Smith to prison for a crime he didn't commit. The investigation, headed by senior advisor Gerald Chaloff, will look into claims that the sole eyewitness's testimony was coerced by police. The eyewitness, who was 16 when he gave his original statements, has since recanted. Smith was exonerated and freed following the recantation and a two-year investigation by Innocence Matters, a local nonprofit which works to overturn wrongful convictions. Saying it was too soon to draw conclusions about the quality of the police work that sent Smith to prison for 19 years, Beck said it was troubling whenever cases had to be overturned. It's no secret, the city of Los Angeles is out of money. And this afternoon, the city council unanimously approved a plan to save funds by cutting benefits for future city employees. That decision sets up a familiar battle between the city council and local unions. Even though the plan doesn't affect current city workers, union members like sanitation worker Andy Morales protested the vote at City Hall. However, the union's efforts did nothing to lower the council's enthusiasm for the measure. The plan will save money by hiking the retirement age from 55 to 65 and also forcing future city workers to chip in more for their pension plans. But Art Slebenman with Street Services says the plan isn't the bargain the city thinks it is. Two union workers were Wisconsin-style cheeseheads, but unlike unions in that Midwestern state, so far unions here lack the political support to win this particular battle. Tim Beckworth, Annenberg Radio News. In today's weather, expect a balmy high of 77 and slightly cloudy, cooling down to 60 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will be a little warmer and sunnier with a high of 79. And for Thursday, we'll reach 81 degrees during the day and 64 at night. Later on Annenberg Radio News, it's National Voter Registration Day. We'll hear from voter registration groups who are amping up their efforts to get potential voters signed up in time for the November election. As the National Hockey League season on ice. The lockout is now into its 10th day, but that doesn't stop a group of amateurs from dropping the puck every Wednesday afternoon at the Culver City Ice Arena. Omar Shamu introduces us to one player who's lacing up his skates again after a long absence, and to his biggest fan.
My name is Arna, and I'm from Los Angeles.
How long has your son been playing hockey here?
Since he was probably 10, 11.
My name is Mike Schwartz. I am from West LA, born and raised. When I first started after a long break, it was really rough. I was way out of shape. It's been, more than a decade for sure. I try to get out of here like 3 times a week. It's better than going to the gym for me, which I don't do at all. So if I can get my exercise playing hockey, I'd much rather do it.
I like watching him. I've always liked watching him play. Used to be a way of life when he was a kid. Now it's occasional.
It's a good chance for her to see how I play as a grown-up versus how I play as a kid, which is much worse. Every week I try to be a little better than last.
He was very good. At the age of, I think he was about 13, he won the Southern California Scoring Championship. He has this big old trophy at home.
Growing up, it was what I looked forward to every week. It's mostly just for fun. There's a couple of guys who take it a little bit more seriously than everybody else, but for the most part, we're all just out here to have a good time.
Thank you.
A new exhibit opening this week at USC seeks to reveal 15 spaces and places in South LA through eyes of the local community. The exhibit is called South LA Democratic Spaces. I spoke with Project Director George Villanueva about the meaning of a democratic space.
Collaborative project between communication researchers and community journalists. And mainly when we started the project, we wanted to kind of work against the narrative that often stigmatizes South LA as a place where democracy and kind of positive community building does not happen. Actually, from our experience in doing a lot of community-based research and community-based journalism, we've seen that there's a lot of kind of democratic activity happening, and much of this democratic activity is happening from community organizers and community advocates from the various community change, community-based organizations in the area. So we applied for a grant with California Humanities, which is a statewide humanities council that funds grants around kind of community stories. And their theme for last year was searching for democracy. So we tailored that the project to kind of highlight a lot of the spaces in South LA that we feel are democratic. And when we mean when we talk about democratic spaces, we're talking about places or spaces like social gatherings where there are a lot of people kind of working on community building, kind of social change advocacy, and basically areas and places and spaces where people gather to kind of build kind of community movements in the South LA region.
And what have you noticed specifically the democratic activity? When you refer to that, what specifically have you seen that people aren't aware of?
Sure. I think one of the things that people aren't aware of is that that in terms of democratic activity, that a lot of this activity takes place where community-based organizations are either situated or where their headquarters are, or in places and spaces that normally aren't considered mainstream gathering spaces. And I think one of the things that you'll be interviewing Rudy points to a lot of the kind of spaces that are activated at night because of street vendors. We also have different other people in the project also point to a youth South LA Empowerment Youth Council as a democratic space versus a physical place. So Peace Over Violence is actually the people who Trina Green points to that. So she advocates for kind of again social gatherings as a space, not just physical places, but actually places where spaces where youth actually feel safe and where they can actually talk about kind of social issues and kind of collectively work towards kind of making South LA more democratic. So I think that's important to point out that it's not just physical places at times, but also kind of the social interaction and the activity that goes along with those spaces.
If people want to check out democratic spaces and see more about what's taking place, how do they find information and how do they come check it out?
Sure. On Thursday night at 6:30, we're actually having the launch of the multimedia exhibit here at the USC Annenberg School for Communication in the East Lobby from September 27th until December 2012. And also, it's also featured online. You can also you can go to either metaconnects.org or intersectionssouthla.org. To see the stories online as well.
That was George Villanueva. The Democratic Spaces exhibit opens Thursday night at USC's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. Today, September 25th, is a new national holiday. It's National Voter Registration Day, and Los Angeles groups are gearing up for the November elections. Aaron Schrank visited some of today's festivities and brings us that story.
Hey, are you registered to vote? Are you registered to vote? Do you need to update any of your information?
Election Day is just 6 weeks
right,
away, and more than 6 million Californians still are not registered to vote. Groups across Los Angeles launched a campaign today, National Voter Registration Day, to combat voter apathy and get out the vote. Volunteers registered voters riding on L.A. metros, in LAUSD high schools, and at college campuses across L.A. Michael Varela is a field organizer for Voto Latino. He spent his afternoon signing up students at USC.
So it's our biggest voter registration day so far, and actually for our entire campaign.
So it's pretty self-explanatory. Just fill out all the different sections. Cool. You're a California resident, right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Voto Latino registers all voters, but Varela says getting out the Latino vote is especially important.
A candidate, in some instances, is a lot better for the Latino community, but since we didn't get out and register and vote it, then we're stuck with a legislator or a policy, whatever it may be, that isn't as beneficial to us.
The flagship LA event was held at another college campus, Cal State LA. Students at both campuses were excited to get registered.
I just registered to vote for the first time, actually, so yeah. I feel pretty good. I've never voted before. I've always wanted to since I was little, so.
I didn't have time to mail the form, so when I heard her ask, I thought this would be an easy and convenient way to do it.
Matt Gonzalez is a student at CSULA and a legislative affairs rep for the student group that sponsored today's event. He says it's not just the presidential election that's bringing young people out. Some are driven by issues specific to students.
Specifically for CSULA students, public school students really all over California, Proposition 30 is going to be a really important ballot initiative for us to look at.
Prop 30 is Governor Brown's ballot measure to raise sales and income taxes. Gonzalez says the goal for today's campaign is to register 50,000 voters in Los Angeles. Efrain Escobedo is the governmental affairs manager for LA County's Registrar Recorder County Clerk's Office. His agency is in charge of registering voters and conducting the election in November. He says today is also about celebrating some big changes.
We've taken a process like voter registration, which is already easy, and made it even easier.
As of last week, voters in LA County can now register online at lavote.net. California's registration deadline is October 22nd. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.
Yom Kippur begins tonight at sundown and will last until sundown tomorrow. This is the most holy and somber day on the Jewish calendar. Jews observe the day by fasting and seeking forgiveness for their sins. Yom Kippur services begin with an ancient prayer called Kol Nidre, and the last service of the day ends with the sounding of a ram's horn called a shofar. Now we check in with Alexa Lee Akko to see what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Tonight on Annenberg TV News, President Obama spoke today at the UN General Assembly addressing America's current image in Muslim countries. Find out what he said about the controversial YouTube video and how he plans to move forward. And today was National Voter Registration Day and events were being held all over LA. Tune in to see what groups of voters are being targeted. And more about the fallout from that referee call that outraged fans across the country. Find out what President Obama and other candidates have to say. Annenberg TV News is coming up at 6.
Thank you. Keep clicking on our website, annenbergradio.org, for more news about South Los Angeles. That's it for this Tuesday. We had help today from Evan Budrovich, Emmanuel Martinez, and Sam Weiser. Melissa Runnels is our producer. Our executive producer is Aaron Schenck. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Willie Nolan.